Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I am back again at my hotel Wi-Fi situation, and it's holding up okay. It's holding up okay enough to do these YouTubes. And since Will Summer, our fearless false flag newsletter writer, has another dandy newsletter, I figured I'd jump on to talk to him about it. Will, thanks for joining me, man. Are you like obsessed with Cash Patel and his girlfriend? You just keep writing about the situation. I'm a little worried about
you. I can't help it. They keep getting in the news. You know, it's pretty unusual for an FBI director and his girlfriend to be kind of like, you know, to be causing such a ruckus. I don't think there's ever, like literally any example of it. But, you know, here we are.
You missed the Robert Mueller scandals of the 90s when he was just gallivanting around town with his country singing girlfriend, too.
Noted playboy. Yeah.
So I just want to set the stage before I get to the topic of this newsletter. For a couple weeks now, we've been covering Cash Patel's penchant for using the FBI jet to go see his girlfriend, who is based in Nashville and is a country music performer. Patel went to see her and then in Penn State and then went to Nashville. And then we uncovered that he'd gone to Nashville repeatedly. His people say responded to you in classic Trump administration fashion, which was extremely calm and reserved slash telling you it was the most pathetic story they ever saw. And then the Times reported that in fact there was, or sorry, the Journal reported there was in fact way more travels, including to some like ranch called the Boondoggle Ranch, which is too on point.
The Boondoggle Ranch.
It's like, come on, this is not real. But it's real, although they took down their website after the – anyways, he's done a lot of travel. So in the backdrop, though, another saga has been brewing involving the girlfriend and MAGA personalities now who are going after her. And can you now pick up where your newsletter starts?
Yeah, so Alexis Wilkins, she's a country music singer. You know, Cash has said she's a country music sensation. I don't know if we're at that level yet. But she's much younger than him. She's 19 years younger. And, you know, I think when people initially see them, a lot of people on the right have said they aren't looks matched. Now, that means they think she's a lot hotter than he is. I'm going to leave it. I mean, they say power is the ultimate aphrodisiac on the other hand. I don't know. I'll leave it at that. But with that said, ever since Cash was sworn in, obviously their relationship, they've been together, I think, for 3 years. There has been a lot of attention, increasing attention on her. She's also kind of a conservative pundit. She does stuff with TPUSA. But especially after Cash started saying Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, there's no conspiracy theory here. And in particular, after the FBI and the DOJ decided to close the Epstein investigation, a lot of people on the right have been saying, wait a minute. Is this lovely young lady on Cash's arm, is she a Mossad Israeli agent out to cover up Epstein's ties to Israeli intelligence? And so this has been this totally baseless conspiracy theory about her that's developed.
Yeah, okay, so I think I can be honest about it. She's much more attractive than he is. And yes, maybe, Will, you are right that power is an aphrodisiac, but
I don't see people that way.
Thank you. Did they meet before he was FBI director? They did, right?
Yeah, in her telling, I believe they met at a party in Nashville. I think sort of a conservative personality meet and greet. I mean, you know, Nashville's okay, a real that's where it all goes down these days. That's where the Daily Wire is, where Candace Owens is. That's the place to see. And
That's the hub. That's the
future MAGA spouse.
So the idea is that Cash is like entrapped here. But what is the evidence that Wilkins has any whatever, any ties whatsoever to Mossad, which is what is what a lot of people on the MAGA right are now insinuating or outright alleging.
There's really no evidence. I mean, besides the fact that they think she's too hot for him, you know, she's number one, she's not Jewish.
She's not Jewish.
She's not Israeli. She's not Israeli. And basically that she once worked for PragerU, the sort of conservative content mill, and the CEO of PragerU used to be in Israeli intelligence. But, you know, that's really it. You know, it's sort of a third degree connection. Yeah.
Okay. That seems kind of thin. And yet people are out there saying, look, she's entrapped Cash Patel. She's hot. He fell for it. She's actually a Mossad agent. She's manipulating him, which is anti-Semitic, I'll just say. And now she's responding with lawsuits, which I didn't realize was happening. But how many lawsuits are we talking about?
So far, I think she's filed three that have become public. There may be more that I just can't find. But basically, she filed one against former FBI agent Kyle Serafin, who's sort of Cash's nemesis. And more recently, she sued conspiracy theorist guy named Sam Parker. And most importantly, for our purposes, she's sued this kind of far-right commentator named Elijah Schaefer, all of whom had some directly and some more obliquely sort of suggested that she's a honeypot spy.
Why is Elijah Schaefer more important than the other two?
Well, he's sort of a bigger deal on the right. He's worked at places like The Blaze and Gateway Pundit. He was at January 6th. And so he's kind of just been kicking around for a while. There's a point where he says, you know, she's coming after me because she can't go after Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes. So she just went one tier below. I don't know if let's say she went four or five tiers below.
It's a big tier, big tier.
But he's like, he's a well-networked guy. He's like, I would say, reviled by a lot of his sort of political compatriots. He's, you know, he was fired from The Blaze for allegedly assaulting one of his coworkers. So he's not exactly like a hero. But on the other hand, her lawsuit against him, which was filed in late October and sort of emerged this week, basically there was an article about real Israeli honeypot spies. And he posted a picture of her in Cash and quote tweeted it. And so sort of saying like, teehee, you know, I know of a honeypot. But he didn't quite say that. And so she's suing him based entirely on that. And then saying, you know, this guy doesn't like Israel. He's anti-Semitic. So clearly this is sort of, he's saying I'm a spy.
Got you. And she's suing, I'm assuming, for defamation.
Yeah, she's suing him for $5 million in defamation, which seems pretty steep. Gee, to me.
$5 mil? And jeez Louise.
A cool $5 mil. And so as a result, he's really gone on the offensive. He's not taking this quietly. He's done, you know, he set up the crowdfunding campaign and all this stuff. And a lot of people on the right, you know, the political spectrum, on one hand, we've got the Proud Boys leader, Enrique Tarrio, and he's saying, I don't like this. And on the other, we have Hercules actor, Kevin Sorbo, who's kind of just a mainstream MAGA guy. And he's saying, you know, should the FBI director's girlfriend, maybe in kind of a proxy fight here, should he be punishing people for criticizing Israel? I don't know if I like this.
That's the thing, as you said, it was a proxy fight. And this is, I think, where it jumps from like a very lurid and fun and, you know, Real Housewives drama to like something actually serious and newsy, which is there's some breadcrumbs like that Cash is the one who's like helping her with these suits and maybe sort of egging her on to do these things. Is that, and what are they? I'll let you explain.
Yeah. I mean, for one, she doesn't have a history of like filing a lot of lawsuits before all this.
But you start at some point. So let's put that aside. Let's just say there are other things.
So her lawyer is this guy who has also represented Cash in defamation cases. He's also the head of the Cash nonprofit foundation. And so basically he's like Cash's go-to lawyer. And the other thing I would say is that, these former FBI agents who were fired, they are suing the FBI. And one of them alleges in his lawsuit that basically this right-wing media figure was going after Cash for, and that basically Cash said to him, you know, you should sue this guy who's criticizing us and I'll set you up with a lawyer and we can make it happen, get a defamation case going. So that's sort of what a lot of people are suspecting happened here.
Is that Cash basically is like, you should sue these guys calling you a honeypot and here's my lawyer and let me like, you know, get you situated. And that's where I think the story really jumps into something that is serious. There's enough evidence now that Kash Patel has competing interests going on in his day-to-day life. He seems to be preoccupied with vendettas and social media. That's one. He has a penchant for traveling on the company dime, although he has to pay some of the wages of it, but or some of the costs of it. But he seems to be taking the jet a bunch of places like Nashville and Vegas. And then on top of that, he seems like kind of like overwhelmed by these personal vendettas where he's, you know, wants to sue folks that he doesn't like. And all I'm going to say is like, it would be nicer if we had an FBI director who was kind of more focused singularly on the job. And is that a criticism that he's facing at all? I'm certain there's people on the right who are like, hey, like, this is a serious gig. You should probably focus on it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we also have to keep in mind, I mean, people on the right basically want to see the FBI destroyed or sort of rooted out the deep state influence. And they're saying, you know, Elijah Schaefer, for example, says, look, man, these guys are all very sexist in this right-wing media world. But he says, look, if you can't keep control of your 19 years younger girlfriend, how are you going to go after these 30-year veterans of the FBI who are arresting Trump supporters and kicking our doors in? And so there has been this sense that Cash is kind of distracted. I mean, this is the FBI director. These guys are supposed to be like kind of receding into the background until it's time to, you know, throw the cuffs on and do the press conference. But instead, I mean, this, I was thinking, you know, it's kind of the most colorful FBI director personal life since J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah. It's like if J. Edgar Hoover lived in like the age of Twitter and was like, you know, pursuing the legal vendettas of his various love interests. It's like a step above it. It's very bizarre stuff. And again, I think I prefer to live in a reality where the FBI director was more focused on the work at hand. There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
I think there's also an interesting legal issue here that, you know, I expect someone like Elijah Schaefer is going to argue basically that Kash Patel is trying to punish him for First Amendment speech. And then we have to look into, you know, how much is Kash Patel involved in this lawsuit? What's the discovery going to look like? You know, is Kash using any government resources or government time or government jets to set these lawsuits up if he is? And, you know, what does that look like? I mean, I think potentially this could get pretty ugly for him. And at some point, you know, look, I think Kash Patel is clearly extremely loyal to Trump. And I think for Trump, that is the paramount value that these people can hold for him. On the other hand, if you start this drumbeat in right-wing media that like everyone hates Kash, and then they start saying, gosh, Kash isn't getting rid of the deep state. Kash is messing up left and right. At some point, you have to wonder, maybe that is going to filter back to the White House.
100%. I'm a little bit worried about you, I got to be honest. I think, you know, the more you report on this storyline, the more you're going to be on Kash's radar. And I'm tempted to start a preemptive legal defense fund for you, just an FYI.
Well, we'll throw it up on GiveSendGo, where these guys all do their legal defenses, where Elijah's doing his. I'm actually already on the run already. This is just a backdrop. So I'm in the wind. I wouldn't worry about me.
Folks, if you heard it here first, Will is on the run, probably somewhere in Canada at this point. He's still going to be writing newsletters for us, so subscribe to them and subscribe to this feed. We get great conversations and content like this. Will, buddy, thank you so much. I'll miss you here in the States.
Thank you. I'm watching that jet like a hawk, though. I'm looking where it's going.
All right, take care.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.